I'm joined by Kate O'Hearn and Tom Dwyer to talk about their show, The Caterpillar and the Blackbird. It's coming to Stag Theatre Sevenoaks on Friday the 6th and Saturday the 7th of October. Welcome to you both. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us, guys.
So, Kate, first of all, this is a children's musical, which you've written. You're an international best-selling children's book author. So is this based on a book?
No, it's based on a short story. They're basically, it's encouraging parents to read short stories to their children at night. So the book was called Wow 366, and each story was only 366 words. I think there were about 30 authors, no, probably more than that. And we each had to contribute between 2 and 5 short stories, but they had to be exactly 366 words long. It was a challenge considering it had to have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Oh, wow. So, Tom, you're producing the show. Now, you're an award-winning West End performer and choreographer with more than 15 years of experience in shows such as Cats, Oklahoma, Mary Poppins, On the Town, Singing in the Rain, and many more. So how did you come to be involved with this?
Well, Kate and I met by chance. We hit it off and Kate said, Tom, this might be something that you're interested in. And I've just thought this has to be adapted for the stage and specifically a big, full-on musical. And it kind of hit me straight away. It's such a lovely story with such lovely morals, but still really, really lighthearted at the same time. Kate and I worked on the show and added characters in, took little bits out, stuff like that. And we end up really where we are today. Now we have 9 cast members and it's a massive full production musical.
So it was the show that brought you together, or the idea of the show that brought you together. But you formed a production company called Narradance?
Well, what it was if you take the word, some people say, what does it mean? It's narrated dance. Because, I mean, I'm always going to be a writer. I can't stop it. It's compulsion. And Tom is always going to be a dancer and a phenomenal director and choreographer. But we thought we would do it. At one point in time, we were talking about getting other producers involved. And then Tom and I, being crazy creatives that we are, said, well, wait a minute, why don't we do it? So we did.
So if you accompany Narradance, does that mean you'll be working on other projects together?
There's another 2 shows in the pipeline, isn't there, Kate?
Yeah, there is.
Well, what we've done is we've started with the Caterpillar show, which is aimed at the children's kind of market, and it's a children's story. But really in that show, there is something for everyone. When I'm creating a show like this, I kind of base it on what the dads are going to think. Because the dads are the ones who are generally dragged along to the theatre and they go because they're a really good family man and they go and they, yeah, do you enjoy it? Yes, it was lovely. But for this show, there is something for everybody. There's a lot of comedy that runs throughout the show, as well as the lovely messages. But the music that's involved, I put it together as a jukebox musical. So everybody knows the music that's in there. So we've got Aretha Franklin, Think. We've got Billy Joel's Lullaby. We've got Robbie Williams' Let Me Entertain You's in there. Then the finale song, which is Wings by Little Mix, which obviously fits in lovely with the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. And then at the end, she goes and she flies and off they fly together.
Caterpillar is so much fun. And I, to say I love it may seem vain because I wrote it, but I love it because of what Tom and all the actors have brought to it. So that's why I really, really love it, from 366 words to an hour amazing performance.
Can you give us just a brief overview of the story?
The story was, originally the origin, again, without going too long, and it was I was in attempting to grow a vegetable garden, which I am just a failure at, because when I get insects, I figure, they've got to live. So I was picking cabbage moth caterpillars off my cabbages, and I had a handful of them, and had all these little caterpillars. And then I relocated them, and I took one cabbage and sacrificed it, saying, here, guys, you can have this. This is all yours. Just go over there. And then I got thinking, well, what if there was a caterpillar that didn't want cabbage? It was as simple as that. But what it is now is, because the story is morphed, it's more of a story of a caterpillar that's bored with her lot in life, staying on a branch, eating leaves. Big wow. So then she's looking for more. And after a chance encounter with a blackbird, I won't go into too much detail about our blackbird and their chance encounter, but a rock and roll blackbird, she realizes that there could be more to life. And they form an unlikely friendship. And the blackbird, taking pity on the caterpillar's state for just staying on a branch, says, yeah, let's go for it. So little by little, he takes the caterpillar on a journey of exploration. And along the way, they'll meet a fox. They'll meet one of my favorite characters, and I shouldn't say this, but it's a cow, because she is really a melodramatic cow who just comes on going, moo, really over egging the pudding. And then we have a hedgehog, and we have a zen frog who cares about the environment. So each character they encounter along the way has something to offer and to teach the caterpillar about life experiences. And throughout the whole journey, the blackbird is setting her up for the final metamorphosis into the butterfly. But along the way, the blackbird has his own journey, because he at first was quite glib and flippant. And it's like, yeah, let's go have some fun. But along the way, he finds there's more. And he actually becomes very fatherly to the caterpillar. And when the caterpillar goes into her cocoon, he grieves because he's lost his friend. But when the butterfly emerges, the two know that they can fly and be together forever.
It's a lovely story aimed at very young children, would you say?
I'd say 3-4 up.
So that age group, visually, it needs to be stimulating also. And I've seen the costumes. Tom, the staging of this looks really great. It looks very exciting. So apart from the story and the performance, it's quite a spectacle, isn't it?
It really is. And we have a troupe of very mischievous squirrels, which are our ensemble. And you must come. Don't, if you are coming to the show, which you must come because you won't be disappointed, that we do a pre-show with our squirrels. And the squirrels come out into the audience and play with the kids, and they've got their acorns. So make sure you get there kind of 15 minutes early, because you don't want to miss out on the mischievous squirrels. But the squirrels run throughout the show, and it's kind of a theme that kind of keeps cropping up. And yes, it's a big production musical. It's great fun. It's fast paced. It's funny. But as Kate said, there's lessons to learn along the way.
These are for small children. For many of them, it's going to be their first experience of theatre. And for small children who are used maybe to watching TV or compute stuff on the computer, do you think now it's more challenging to engage children in theatre?
I think it is. I know that technology and television does have its place, but I do feel theatre should be so accessible to all. It's something as a production company that we're really, really keen on pushing and getting people involved in. Once you do get involved in theatre, it opens up a whole new world to you. There is nothing like live performance. Every show is different. You know, the other night we were at the Delawar in Bexhill, which is a lovely theatre as well. And I messed up one of my lines, but I went along with it, pulled it back. But the audience laughed, the cut. It was brilliant, you know, and you get that. And every show is so different.
So you're actually in the production then, Tom. Well, who do you play? Well, you're not the cow, are you? Are you the cow?
No, the cow is played by a lovely guy called Kirby, who does the cow, although the cow's called Margot. The cow is a very, very showbiz lovey cow. You've never seen anything like it in your life. A tap dancing cow. Who would have thought? No, I play the role of the very cocky blackbird.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to that. So it's going to be very entertaining. Adults don't need to worry about being bored. I have sat through some woefully bad children's theatre.
So have Kate and I.
Yeah, we did our research. We did our homework. And
this is nothing like the woefully boring children's productions you've seen before. It's edgy. It's exciting. It's fast paced. It's funny, with a really good story to it and a moral at the end of the story as well. What more could you want? Come and see the show.
Did it go down well at Bexhill then? How were the reviews? Did people enjoy it?
Absolutely amazingly. The reviews are fantastic. We had children from year one up to, there was a lady in the audience who was probably 89 years old, I should imagine. And everybody thoroughly enjoyed the performance. The children absolutely loved it.
Although the show may sound like we're pushing it for the younger, we had year six cheering, absolutely cheering for it. And they were what, year six, 10, 11 years old?
11.
We had senior groups come. Two care homes brought special needs, and we had a lot of seniors come. Apparently there was one person, she's in her 40s, very heavy special needs. She'll spend 3 weeks in bed, two or three days out of bed because of her depression and all her anxieties. We caught her on a day where she came out. She was singing along so loudly at the back of the theater. And this is a woman who no longer speaks. Amazing. She was singing along to all the songs because they're all known songs. And the person who brought them, one of the carers, got in touch with me. They said, they're still singing. Let me entertain you. And it was two or three days later. And
oh, isn't that great?
Out of bed.
So, yeah. Kate, for you as an author, to write the story and now to see it in full colour being performed on stage, that must be wonderful.
It is the weirdest sensation I've ever actually encountered because I see the characters when I write. I mean, they're all my friends and they're all around me. And when I see Tom's interpretation or I see the actors making the characters their own, I may have created the cow, but Kirby has given it soul and given it personality. And Tom with the blackbird. I mean, there are times he has his wonderful character affectations that I thought, didn't see the blackbird doing that. But it works so well. It's like, they got it better than I did.
So it sounds fantastic. We are sadly out of time. So once again, that's The Caterpillar and the Blackbird. It's coming to the Stag Theatre Sevenoaks on Friday, the 6th of October, and Saturday, the 7th of October. Tickets from the Stag Theatre?
Box office at the theatre.
Yes, and you do have a website, don't you? Narrowdance has a website also.
We certainly do, narrowdance.com. But you'll find the links to the theatres on there. And you can also find us on our Facebook page, which is Narrowdance.
Okay, and that's Narrowdance, N-A-R-R-A, and then dance.
Think of narrated dance.
Brilliant. Okay, so absolutely fabulous to hear about the show. Lovely to meet you both. I hope it goes really well for you. I'm sure it will. For the time being, Kate Ahern, Tom Dyer, thank you so much for talking to us today. Well done to all involved. It sounds like a real must-see, so I hope it goes really well, and thanks again.
Lovely to meet you, babe. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.